Welcome to Life Mastery Camp Podcast. My name is Alex Yegorov, and my goal is to help you reach your goals and succeed in all areas of life, whether it be personal, career, or business. Self-development, growing, sharing, and giving are my obsessions. And my mission is to help you unlock your inner power and help you to master all areas of life, whether it's your health, your energy, your body, relationships, your finances or business, or maybe it's your emotions and beliefs, so you can start producing consistent and measurable results while enjoying everything life has to offer and live to your maximum potential. In this podcast, I will be sharing my proven strategies and tactics so you too can achieve massive results in your health, your body, your business, relationships, emotions, mindset, and finances. Are you ready to rock and roll? Let's begin. Benefits or prolonged fasting, and they are greatly different compared to intermittent fasting. They are a lot more extended. Now, during the intermittent fasting, you obviously get in weight loss. I mean, we all know that you get in weight loss, but during the prolonged fasting, you get in a lot more benefits of weight loss, which is obviously, hey, you haven't been eating for 3 days. You probably will lose more weight, like that. So that's one of the benefits. You're going to lose more weight. But I want to talk a lot more about better, more important benefits, in my opinion, when you go for that. And it's more of the health benefits. The stem cell production increases. Not going to touch too much into that, but it's really, really cool stuff. Hormone of growth will be elevated as well, obviously, because you're fasting longer. And the great part, or when hormone of growth is elevated and when you get in the ketones with the fasting, you're going to have the muscle sparing effect, meaning you still can work out and you still can be safe during at least 72 hours fast. When you go further, you have potentially possibility, at least from the studies that I've seen, start getting breaking down the proteins from your muscle tissues and things like that. So I recommend to do extended fast. The best is 36 to 72 hours. My personal opinion, you get the best bang for the buck. So again, weight loss, hormone of growth increase, stem cell production increase. Obviously, we're tapping into one of the great benefits is autophagy. Because you see autophagy happening even after the workout, you still have some level of autophagy in different tissues and whatnot because the repair starting, muscle growth, things like that. So autophagy is something that's happening kind of every day, but we're talking about highly, highly increased level of autophagy that occur during the 24 hours plus, like 36 hours. You get a lot more of it, and it's crazy. You get autophagy and mitophagy. Now, autophagy is where your body, your cells, start breaking down different compartments of the cells and start eating and recycling the old cells to generate food, because you get going without food, prolonged fasting, right? Water fast, you're only consuming water. So your cells starting breaking down itself and recycling, starting eating the weak cells and the weak unproductive compartments of cells. Now, which is awesome, right? It's recycling, like, wow, I like that one. The best benefits, one of the best benefits. So the next one is mitophagy. Mitophagy is in our cells, we have mitochondria, which is the power energy sources, the power plants. And it's really, really important things that we have inside of each cell. And mitophagy is basically like autophagy, but on the cellular level, on the mitochondrial level. Anyways, we're getting a lot more of those benefits, like skin rejuvenation, the loose skin removal, and things like that. So when we go deeper into this fast, prolonged fast, extended fast, we're getting a lot more of those benefits. The next benefit of doing prolonged fasting is, regardless of are you doing keto or not, after about 36 hours, your ketone level skyrocket in the body, going massively, like huge. And the ketones, even if you do carb cycling, it's very good to have them. Or if you don't do keto for whatever reason, you still, while you're doing prolonged fasting, you're still doing ketosis, whatever, you like it or not. And it gives a lot of benefits for the health, because ketones, they don't burn. Ketones is an energy source, as it's a glucose, as it carbs, right? But But ketones, it's a lot cleaner. They burn a lot cleaner, and they don't create the oxidative stress, the oxidative damage when they burn compared to the glucose. When glucose burn in the body to create the energy in the cell, in the mitochondria, it creates a lot of the dirty oxidative stress, and it damages the cell, which leads us to the problems with health and everything, because we are made of 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells, and each cells has different cells has different amount of mitochondria, but let's say 1,000 or 2,000 mitochondria, the power energy centers, right? And when we damage those, when we damage our cell, well, our weight loss not going to be that good, muscle building, health, happiness, pretty much everything. So it's really, really crucial that those ketones with prolonged fasting that we're going to generate, they're going to be muscle sparing. They're going to be providing completely different level of energy, which is so much cleaner. And I think it's just magical thing. You just imagine imagine the glucose is like a truck. It's like a truck driver running a big truck, which is burning a lot of the coal or whatever the gasoline. And compare it to the Tesla car, which runs on electricity, let's say. Something like solar energy and furnace. It's another comparison that I like to use. Solar energy, it's unlimited and it can last like forever. You know what I'm saying? And it burns clean, right? Creates a lot of energy, free energy. And here we are having this furnace and it burns not very gently, believe me. So it creates a lot of the damage and the smoke and the fog and the things like that. And well, that's similar to oxidative stress. That's why even if people don't do keto, I like them to do prolonged fasting, because you are going to get actually a lot of the benefits of ketosis. So go for it anytime you can. Now, ketones has a lot more of the benefits than what I mentioned just right now. They also act as a signal molecule, so they improve the signals inside our brain, and they're going to be creating an increase in brain-derived neuropathic factor, which is basically making you smarter, giving you this mental clarity when you go in deep in the fast, and you feel so clear. Your brain operates, you're more focused, you have this, mental clarity. So there's lots and lots of more benefits of ketones, and I'm not going to dive too deep about that today, but we just know that prolonged fasting is incredibly awesome, and it's, in this case, a lot better than intermittent fasting, right? Now, for those of you who want to work with me directly on your healthy weight loss journey, who need more personal touch, who want to me holding your hand in helping you with fasting, with keto, nutrition, exercises, whatever the case might be, and the most importantly, with accountability and the mindset help. If you want to not only lose weight, but actually keep it off for life, then I have a special one-on-one body mastery coaching program where I personally help my clients to reach their body of their dreams while getting energized, getting healthier and happier in a healthy and sustainable way, which is the most important. Now, I make custom tailored meal plans, fasting and exercise regimen if necessary. We have daily accountability check-ins, weekly video Zoom calls with me personally, and lots more. So to find out more about this one-on-one body mastery coaching program and to book a free strategy call with me personally, go to my website at biohackbody.com. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people, so we can help as many people as we possibly can to change their lives for the better. And don't forget to subscribe to the Life Mastery Camp podcast for future episodes. I see you there.